Soul to soul and spirit to spirit. Good morning. Well, it's been a couple of weeks since we were in California, and we talked about the keys to the kingdom. We are going to continue where we left off that Sunday morning when we were talking about this mortal must put on immortality. And we'll start with John 16:12. Christ says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. And for those of us that have been on this path for any length of time, we have meditated, we have practiced the presence, we have learned that these spiritual principles work if we work them. We have come into the conscious awareness of the Spirit of God, the Spirit that we contact in our meditation. And so, although for a little over 2,000 years, man in general has not been ready, not yet able to bear the truth, ye that have the Spirit of truth within you are ready to bear that truth. You are ready. And I know at least 4 or 5 that have contacted me in person, and some with emails, and you know who you are. You are ready to receive this truth today. I have already told you that the scriptures are not experiences that took place out here over 2,000 years ago. These scriptures are internal spiritual experiences that are happening to many of us today. And so, for you that have ears to hear, listen to what the Spirit saith. We said at the seminar that Paul's statement, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven, means that there is not one human being anywhere that you can see or hear or that has ever existed or that exists now, not one human being will enter the kingdom of heaven. Ever. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. That is as plain as you can make it. Joel rephrased that when he said, in the wisdoms of the infinite way, I have told you the real secret. God is not with mortals. Take it from there. Now, when Christ, through Jesus, spoke these words, if I go not away, the Spirit, the Comforter, cannot come unto you. This was your own internal Christ speaking. This is your own internal Spirit of God speaking to your mortality. And it is saying, if your mortality does not go away, you cannot have the Comforter, even the Spirit of Truth. Jesus said, God is a spirit, and I and that spirit are one. Spirit cannot create flesh and blood. The spirit cannot give birth to flesh. We are living in the world of flesh when we look out and see and continue to see mortals, when we look out and see flesh and blood. The truth is that you are spirit, and this is a spiritual universe. How many times have we read that in the writings? And we think that that's a beautiful statement, and we close the book and put it on the shelf and go on living in mortality. Go on living a human life and dealing with and seeing human beings. And we don't know what to do with this. What are we to do? How are we to awaken? Paul tells us clearly, henceforth you are to know no man after the flesh, including yourself. We were told in the class on Sunday that if you can see it, hear it, taste it, touch it, or smell it, it is a false creation. And if you can see it, hear it, taste it, touch it, or smell it, it's a false self. If you look around your world, and the sense mind shows you many hundreds of human beings, if you look in the mirror and the sense mind shows you a fleshly body, you are still hypnotized. We are told, judge not by the appearance. And so you are to judge not by anything you can see, hear, taste, touch, or smell. There is no God and. God is a spirit. This is a spiritual universe. You are a spiritual being, and there is only one spiritual being. If you see God and, if you see spirit and a material creation, then you are still hypnotized. God made the spiritual universe out of itself. Or, God itself manifests as the spiritual creation. There is no second creation. And yet, if you live in the sense mind, everywhere you look, you see flesh and blood. Everywhere you look, you see a material creation. But this is the hypnotism of this world. And we know that we are to overcome this world. But every direction we look, we see this world. So how do we do this? We are completely hypnotized into seeing flesh and blood. I'm going to read something to you from Realization of Oneness, which I am sure you have already read. But perhaps you saw this as a way to heal the material creation instead of a way to step out of it. So listen to this. The moment you see God and you are hypnotized. The moment you see a mortal, material world, you are hypnotized. And from then on, there is no possible way to get rid of the appearance. If you are seeing a person made up of flesh and blood, made up of matter, if you are seeing a relative that way, a friend that way, a neighbor that way, an enemy that way, you are hypnotized because you are seeing God and all of these people. That is why, with all the advances made in the medical world, everybody still dies. Because everybody who is born must die. They do and they will. At best, they may live a few more years, but that is all. People still die of pneumonia. People still die of tuberculosis. They still die of cancer. They still die of heart failure. And were a cure found for these, something else, such as AIDS, would immediately replace them. If you can agree that there is God, which means that you accept an infinite power of good, certainly then you must be able to understand that there cannot be error, disease, or death. In fact, not since time began has there ever been a single death in the kingdom of God, and not since time began has there ever been a single birth in the kingdom of God. Don't you see we have to awaken out of the mortal dream? Completely out of it? If you are looking at human birth and that cute little baby as if it's something real, you are hypnotized, and you're going to have to see that cute little baby die a horrible death in about 60 or 70 years. Because that's the end of the mortal dream. In the mortal dream, the second chapter of Genesis, the creation of mind, of judgments, of appearances, that which is born must die. But in my kingdom, where immortality is, I was never born and I will never die. So whatever you see in the nature of sin, disease, or death is a part of the hypnosis. And furthermore, whatever you see as good humanhood is also a part of the same hypnosis. Even the healthy human being of 30 or 40 will someday be an old human being of 70 or 80. So when you see a young, healthy person, you are just being fooled by an appearance. Until you can become dehypnotized to the degree that you know there are not good human beings or bad human beings, there are not diseased human beings or healthy human beings. There are not any human beings. There is only God, the one life, the one soul, the one spirit, the one substance, the one law, the one activity. Until you know this, says Joel, you will experience death. Now, that's pretty plain. Don't you agree? You have got to find a way, and I have got to find a way, to step out of mortality. And we have to do this right here. So, how do we do it? Every direction we turn, we bump into mortality. Everywhere we go, there it is. It is necessary to begin to suspect, as I said, I am certain four or five of you are, that you are not in flesh and blood. You must have that consciousness, that conscious awareness, that there is no God and that God is a spirit, you are spirit, all is spirit. You must have that consciousness which knows no man after the flesh. You must have the experience within your being of witnessing the hypnotism of the sense mind hitting up against that inner consciousness and dissolving again and again. This is how you come into the conscious awareness of your hidden, invisible identity. Some of us have problems. We've been studying or reading truth for years, and yet we have problems. We wonder to ourselves, how did I let this get this far? That's because you were hypnotized, going along living a mortal life, thinking that someday you would enter the kingdom. I repeat, no human being, no mortal existence will enter the kingdom, ever. Do you not see the moment you think you were born, you're hypnotized? That is why we gave that meditation where you go back and look. This child you were at 3 and 4 is but a mental image. You have always been the infinite invisible spirit itself. The life you lived as a teenager, where's that life today? It's not here. Now you are an adult. That teenage life was a mental image. That which God made is eternal, infinite, forever. Where is that teenager? That is why we had the meditation. If it is taking place in passing time, it was not made by God. Do you not see all of these are truths that you must grapple with until you come to a realization of them? If you think you were born, you are hypnotized. Awake, thou that sleepest. There is no one in flesh and blood. You are made of spirit. You and the Father are one spirit, invisible, incorporeal, never born, never dying. eternal in the heavens. And as you come into the conscious awareness that you are spirit, and there is no spirit and, then you are awakening out of the mortal dream. The Father tells us, all that I have is thine. All that the Father has is thine. Was that said to flesh and blood? Some of you have had the experience recently of someone in flesh and blood passing out of the picture. All that the Father has, does that belong to that flesh and blood that passed out of the picture? All that the Father has, does that belong to that one that was cremated or buried? Well, you know it doesn't. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. That's the end of the final end to this mind creation, this Lord God, this mind creation created or made appear flesh and blood out of dust. It says so in the Bible. And the end result is dust to dust. You will not awaken by reading books. You will only awaken by using these principles, by working with them, by grappling with them, by talking to someone that's further ahead of you on the path and asking what you can do to awaken, by asking a teacher or a practitioner to meditate, to help you to awaken. I can tell you that this past year I have received maybe, oh, let's say 100, put it in round figures, 100 emails or calls to meditate for a healing of some aspect of the mortal dream, of the human flesh and blood existence. I have received maybe 4 or 5 requests to meditate for awakening. And so we can see how few there are that are coming into the understanding of what they need to do. But I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. So how? How do we awaken out of the mortal dream? How do we awaken out of hypnotism? Let us look back in realization of oneness and see if there's something else here. Yes. The only way to be dehypnotized, or to awaken, is to quiet the physical senses and to be still inside. Then, and then only, spiritual awareness reveals the truth of being that enables you to see that which is not visible, to hear that which is not audible, to know that which is not knowable with the human senses. That's about as plain as you can make this. Don't you see that if the senses are showing you all these images, which we are told are never externalized, that the sense mind cannot lift itself up by its own bootstraps? It's going to take spiritual discernment, spiritual awareness. This will only come as you quiet the physical senses and are still inside. That is why it is so vital to learn the art of meditation, not to talk about it or read about it, except maybe in the beginning, but to practice it. That is why I continue to harp on the need to have 20 periods of 1 to 2 minutes apiece throughout the day and night. This is how you awaken in you that soul faculty called spiritual discernment. This spiritual discernment is the only thing that can lift you out of the dream. If you are trying to do it with your mind, you're not having success, and you know it. Listen to me. Do you want to die the same way you got here, immortality? Or do you want to live in the invisible realm? Consciously, aware of your own incorporeality, so that you step out of this existence while you're still appearing here, so that you can follow the Master and be no longer in the world of flesh and blood. He says here that spiritual awareness or spiritual discernment will reveal the truth of your real being, that it will enable you to see the invisible, that will enable you to hear the inaudible, that will enable you to know the unknowable with that sense mind, or rather, that the sense mind cannot know. And so you will know the unknowable thing that the sense mind cannot see. You will perceive it. Now, he says, no one will ever be able to understand the spiritual universe and your spiritual self until he develops that inner spiritual consciousness, that which is called Christ consciousness. It was Christ consciousness which enabled Jesus to say to Pilate, the man who had the greatest temporal power of his day in Jerusalem, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above." How could Jesus make such a daring statement in the face of the great temporal power that Pilate wielded? How could he say that and mean it? It was only because he had the inner vision to see through the world of flesh and blood to something beyond what the eyes could see and the ears could hear. He knew something that the human being could not know. And he proved it when he allowed himself to be crucified. They could crucify him, but they could not kill him. The crucifixion and the nails had no power. And so, in realization of oneness, he tells us plainly, this is going to take a faculty called spiritual awareness or spiritual discernment. Only the spirit can reveal spirit. On my wall there is a picture of Mary standing outside the tomb looking up at Christ Jesus, and he has his hand extended as if saying, "Rise up higher, Mary. Rise up into your true identity, and you will see there is no death. You will see I am not a man of flesh and blood called a gardener. You will see the Christ in your midst." So how do we do this? You start right where you are. You begin looking at everyone you see and realizing that your senses are lying. Right where the flesh appears to be, there is an infinite invisible, an invisible spiritual identity. And you refuse to judge by the appearance anymore. You have several periods each day in which you go within, shut out the senses, and ask your Father, Spirit, to reveal the truth that will set you free, to reveal the hidden spiritual identity of all that you look upon. Do you see this? Several periods a day. Once this soul faculty is awakened, once spiritual discernment starts working, and you begin to have these glimpses of an invisible spiritual universe, it slowly starts to govern your existence. We have told stories of physical appearance of problems disappearing and dissolving. We have told stories of lack and limitation disappearing and dissolving. We have told the stories of loneliness and fear vanishing, and in their place, spiritual harmony, spiritual supply, and spiritual being appearing. This is how spiritual discernment begins to reveal there is another universe, an invisible spiritual universe in which you live and move and have your being consciously. It means you see it, you hear it, you feel it, you watch it. Having these experiences over and over are not just so that your human dream life can get better. Having these experiences over and over are so that you can awaken to this invisible self. Now, lest you think that this is something I am making up, listen to what Joel says in Beyond Words and Thoughts. It's only a little section here. Incorporeal man has no physical structure. There is no such thing as flesh and blood or a flesh and blood life. That's plain. And therefore, in their meditation, or in our meditation, prayer and treatment, those on the mystical path, and that is us, must, underline that must remove from thought the image man, the corporeal man, the man who has physicality, or flesh and blood. You've got to remove it. Because that man is not the man of God's creating. Incorporeal God cannot give birth to a corporeal man, only to incorporeal man. And so God has never created flesh and blood. That, and that alone, is the hypnotism. And only spiritual discernment will de-hypnotize you into seeing that incorporeal God created incorporeal man, that your real existence is infinite, invisible, incorporeal being right now. And so we have a work in front of us to do, don't we? Now, one final reading, and this is Spiritual Interpretation of Scripture, The True Sense of the Universe. It says, only to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear Can this vision become a living, vital presence? An actual presence. Only those who have heard what is said by the still small voice and seen what is visible to the windows of the soul can discern the temple not made with hands or the universe of God's creating. Now see, he is telling us right here, there is another universe. And it is a temple not made with hands, and in it God dwells eternally. This inner vision, this spiritual consciousness, this soul sense, or spiritual discernment, comes only in proportion as we accept and realize the great secret. Now, I have many things to say, but ye cannot bear them, is what we started this talk with today. Here he is saying that spiritual discernment will reveal this invisible kingdom in proportion as you can accept and realize the great secret. So in exact proportion as you can accept this truth, as you can bear this truth, will spiritual discernment open up this kingdom to you. If you cannot accept it, if you say, oh, well, that's too deep for me, I guess I'll just go on dreaming a little longer, or I can't do that, I'm not ready for that. If you cannot accept it, it will not open up to you. The kingdom is barred to human beings entering. And so here is the great secret that you must accept. You must accept if you would enter the kingdom. The life of flesh, the life of material man, plant, or animal, is not the eternal life, or God. It is the finite sense, the manifestation of mortal, material sense, or the dream, or hypnotism. This false sense of life must be put off, completely disregarded and unvalued, in order that the real life and its formations may become evident and experienced. Again, that's as plain as I have ever seen it anywhere. Basically, the truth is that if you can bear this, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven, if you can bear that, if you can have these inner dialogues with yourself late at night where you say, I see this. This is true. I know this is true. Some part of me feels this. If you can accept this, then you can turn away, disregard, or unvalue all that the senses are showing you. You can shut out the senses in your meditation, whether for 2 seconds, 2 minutes, or 2 hours, and you can turn within and ask the Spirit of Truth, your Father, your consciousness. Who did you think your father was? Your consciousness. You can ask your own consciousness, the Father within. Please, I know this is a dream. Reveal to me the true identity of this one that I have been seeing as a human. Or reveal to me the true identity of myself, or reveal to me the creation, the spiritual creation of the first chapter of Genesis, that which you looked upon and called good or God. And then be still and wait for the impartation of your very own consciousness, of your very own Father within, to begin to awaken you. This is the only way to develop this thing called spiritual discernment, turning within again and again until it begins to function. And as it begins to function, it will lift you out of the dream of mortality. It will lift you out of the dream of a mortal self, of a flesh and blood self, of a material creation. Do you not see what it did for Paul? Paul was a murderer. He went around killing the early Christians. I mean, he killed them. And yet, on the road to Damascus, which is on the road to spiritual realization, he had that experience that blinded him to this world. Isn't that just as plain as you can make it? It blinded him to this world. It blinded him to a material creation. He had that inner spiritual experience, that inner spiritual awakening, that blinded him to this world, to a flesh and blood existence. And in that experience, the Christ was born within his consciousness and began to instruct him personally. Your experience must duplicate that of Paul's. You must go within until you have the spiritual discernment, which does not come from you. It's not your spiritual discernment. It's Spirit's discernment. Let's get rid of the UAL. It's Spirit's discernment. When your consciousness, spirit in your consciousness, discerns, you too will be blinded to a world of flesh and blood and awakened to Christ in your midst. Everywhere. And what happened to Paul? He became a leader. He carried the entire movement on his back and took it throughout the world, really. Part of the reason why I know that we are to know no man after the flesh is because he carried this message. And he achieved it. We said at the seminar, this message has been on earth since... Well, I don't know when the first book came out. I think it was 1947. That's 60 years. And before that, it was word of mouth for a little while. So we're going to say 60 some odd years this message has been on earth as presented through these writings. And we said at the seminar, how many people do you know that are living in their own immortality here and now? I have only been involved in this for 35 years, but I can tell you, I have met maybe, I'm going to be generous and say 10 to 12. Yes, I have met them. And they are living in their own immortality. Some were living in it part-time, most of the time still in this human dream, and yet they were on the way. Because they were having glimpses and awakenings and experiences. Don't you see this is the only way to wake up? You have to have these experiences again and again. What experience? The experience of going within and saying, look, here is a human good. I'm being hypnotized. Here is a human bat. I am hypnotized. You can't stop when the human bad turns into human good. You're just still hypnotized. That's a world of flesh and blood. So we must have this experience again and again of going within several times a day, several times a week, many times a month, thousands of times a year, and a tremendous amount of times over the years, in which we turn within and say, Father, reveal the truth, the spirit of truth. But when you get to the place where that spirit has come forward within you, then spirit and spirit's discernment will reveal what's there. It really will. And I have met some people that are dwelling in their immortality almost all the time. Most of those have stepped out of this experience and are not with us in this dream. They are still functioning behind the scene because I feel them. They talk to me. They impart things to me. And I hear them. And I have met them while they were here and appearing in this world, and I have met them and are feeling and hearing them while they are in the invisible. So, this is being done. You know that movie, Left Behind, where several people are lifted out of this world and into the invisible? And there are those that are left behind? That's not a joke. This is happening. There are those among you right now that are being lifted up and into the invisible realm. Oh, you may still see them. You may still have a material sense of them, but they have no material sense of you. And they are no longer in this world. Jesus was the first fruits. I am no longer in this world. I have overcome the world. My kingdom is not from hence. And this he said while people saw him materially. But he was not in a material sense of existence. That's why he could lay that down and pick it up. He was dwelling in the invisible. I'm not kidding. This is the truth. You must learn to do the same. Follow me. That means you must learn to do the same. And greater things than these shall ye do. But only ye that are awakening. And so there are those among you that are already beginning to awaken and step into an immortal existence. While you see them materially, you don't know who they are. As you develop this capacity to accept this truth, to bear it, and then to begin to practice it, to come consciously aware into your inner kingdom where spirit's discernment awakens you to the invisible kingdom, to your incorporeal self, then you will begin to know who these people are. Because when you can see in the invisible, you can see who's dwelling there, whether they also appear in a body or not. So, I have many things to tell you, but ye are not able yet to bear them. And now here you are, after countless ages, many, many thousands of years of experience, and some of you are now ready to bear them. Or, as Joel said, some of you are now ready to accept this secret truth. He also said, this is the secret of secrets. And many people, many kings would have given up their thrones and their entire empires to know this secret. Today it is being offered for free. Just go online, download the talk, and voila, the key to your own immortal being. Freely ye have received, freely give, and I am following his injunction. Will you follow Christ into this invisible kingdom, here and now? Or will you continue to try to patch up a worn-out dream? Will you die in your humanhood, come back, and try to find this immortality again? It makes no difference to God. God's not counting and keeping score. But it will make a difference to you when you find your own eternal life and step out of a world of flesh and blood. No, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. He told us plainly. Something else must inherit it. Are you now ready to step out of the sense picture of flesh and blood? Are you now ready to allow Spirit's discernment to reveal the invisible you, the invisible self, the invisible kingdom, the invisible presence? Are you now ready to let Spirit's discernment reveal that your Father is a Spirit, and you and your Father are one Spirit? Invisible, incorporeal, eternal, immortal? If you are, go back to the writings we have read today. Focus on this one truth that will set you free forever. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. This mortal must put off mortality and put on immortality. For when this mortal shall have put off mortality and put on immortality, then shall the saying be brought to pass, O death, where is thy victory? Death has been swallowed up in the victory of your own immortal self, discovered right here and right now. This is the path, the real inner mystical hidden path of the Christian Master, Christ Jesus. You are an initiate if you are walking this path and following Christ into the invisible. Thank you so much for being with me on this journey. Do not hesitate to ask questions related to this, but as quickly as you can, make it your life's work to turn within, become receptive, develop the listening inner spiritual ear, so that Spirit's discernment can reveal the invisible to you, so that Spirit's discernment can reveal the inaudible to you, and so that Spirit's discernment can reveal the unknowable. As quickly as you can, develop that inner spiritual discernment. For this is the one true teacher that can take you through this initiation. No human being can do it. No human being. But your own inner spiritual discernment can bring you the rest of the way. And will, if you turn to it. Blessings, love, and joy to you who discover that you were never born and cannot die, that you are an immortal, and that that is what God created and maintains and sustains eternally. So be it.